Hi friends, Claudia here. I just wanted to send a little editor's note letting you all know that B and I are planning a fabulous new season for November. So that is why we haven't been posting a lot. I just wanted to go ahead and post this episode for you guys. It's a fun little one. Stranger Than Fiction is one of my faves. So I can't wait for you to listen to our thoughts, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Stay tuned for November. We are planning an amazing new season. We're super excited about it. So we'll talk soon. Enjoy. Bye.
Welcome to another episode of Tea with Claudia and B. This is Claudia, not B.
And this is B, not Claudia.
And we are so excited to talk to you guys. We, Bethany and I, have had riveting conversation for the past hour.
So much boy talk.
Oh my gosh. Like, so much. It's crazy.
And then we were like, get it together. We have to record.
I know, because now we're on, like, Zoom is only recording for, we only can do 40 minutes now. I don't know what happened to our accounts, so I don't know.
I think that's just Zoom's gimmick to now get people. They had us all hooked through the pandemic, and now they're like, oh, you have to pay for us.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. Rude. Anywho, it's okay. So... today we are going to talk about one of my favorite movies, and I was so happy that Bethany agreed to talk about this with me and to watch it and all of that.
Agreed. I was so excited to.
Okay. We're talking about Stranger Than Fiction. It's been one of my favorite movies ever since it came out. I just adore it. It has my crush, Will Ferrell.
And it has my crush, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Just kidding. I think she's really weird looking.
Really? Oh, I like
she's
her.
She's like Drew Barrymore to me. There's sometimes when I'm like, she's so pretty. And then there's sometimes when I'm like, you are very homely.
Yeah, her and Drew Barrymore actually have like a lot of similarities. I didn't even think about that. But
yeah. She's a great actress, though. I really like her as an actress. So I actually have a huge crush on her brother. So
of course. Well, is he Christian? Is he conservative? Is he all the? I mean,
maybe two heartbeats. He's just so pretty, though.
He is pretty. Yeah, he is gorgeous. Which I don't know why they had him play Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors. Like, did you know that?
Did?
Yes. And I'm like, and it was...
I thought Seymour was supposed to be like a little nerdy, like not something you would instantly fall in love with.
Exactly. That's like a Will Ferrell role.
Like, was he good at it?
I saw a little bit. Yeah, I mean, like he's sang well and all that, but he just looks gorgeous. And that's not what Seymour's supposed to be.
No, but I will so play Audrey to his Seymour.
I know, right? It was actually Ellen. It was like an anniversary for something, and Ellen Page. Was it Ellen? No, it's not Ellen. Oh my God, sorry. Not
you mean Ellen. Elliot Page?
No, I'm correct. Sorry. Hang on. Who is the original?
Ellen DeGeneres. Just kidding. I don't know.
Oh my God, I forgot her name. Oh my God,
the blonde girl from the movie, right?
Yeah, Audrey in the movie. Hang on, what is her name? I'm looking it up. Anyway, she came back for a she came back from an anniversary, and what's her name? Let me look.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, why is it not coming up? Oh, cast Ellen Green. Yes.
Okay.
And I love that her last name was Green because of Little Shop. I just thought that was cute. Because of the plant. So he plays Seymour to her Audrey, and she was like, I mean, she was, you know, way too old for the part, of course. But I just thought it was funny.
Interesting.
So, anyway.
Okay, can we talk about entertainment news before we jump in? I'm sorry that I totally forgot to ask about this before.
Oh my gosh, no, totally go.
Ooh. Okay, first and foremost, I just want to say I'm very excited because the trailer for Bullet Train came out and it looks phenomenal.
Really?
And my copy, it looks really good. It has Brad Pitt, it has my favorite Sandra Bullock in it.
Yes.
It looks okay. really good.
I've seen this. Yes.
Okay. And my copy of the book just arrived, so I can finally read it, and I'm very excited about that.
Great.
Also, Stranger Things came out. The world is obsessed. I, too, am completely obsessed and waiting for the final two episodes to come out. Okay. Oh, so excited. Also, there's some pictures that have been released of the new adaptation of Persuasion, and I am very sorry to report that Dakota Fanning's hair is down in many of the pictures.
You know what's funny, Bethany, is I literally, my friend sent me the trailer, and I watched it before we started. I talked to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts.
Okay, tell me them right now. Tell me!
Number one, hair down. Way too much in the trailer. Way too much. Like, there's scenes where she's at the, like, the table, dining table, with her hair down.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Number two, they try to make her a very, in the trailer, it looks like they're making her kind of like a Bridget Jones Klutz type thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Where interesting. I think like she opens the window and yells, Frederick, which first of all, that's not proper. Like you would call him like Captain Wentworth, right?
That's something that Lydia would do.
Yeah. And then she, I don't know what happens, but something happens where she like gets scared or chickens out and like ducks. And then a bunch of wine, like, falls on her head. And then another part where she was, like, making fun of Captain Wentworth, and she puts, like, jam on her, on here to make a mustache. And she's like, oh, Captain Wentworth, like, I'm so ridiculously handsome and blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, walks in, and then she's still, like, making fun of him. And then,
but no, she wasn't ever taunting him because she was remorseful of how things went.
Exactly. And that's not how Anne is, you know, like she's not a silly girl, like at all. Like that's Lydia, Kitty, like, you know, she's not a silly girl at all. So I was very disappointed in that.
This is worrisome, Claudia. I'm worried about this.
I know. But I will say the Captain Wentworth did look very yummy. So that's good.
Okay, I thought he did too. I've heard a lot of chatter online about how women are like, oh, he's scruffy. Like, he's not, that's not like the refined Captain Wentworth. And I'm like, actually, I don't know that Captain Wentworth was refined. I think he was very serious and upstanding and polite, but I don't know that refined is how I would have seen him, you know?
Yeah, and he doesn't seem, the only thing about him is in the trailer. So this is all trailer stuff, so who knows? But in the trailer, it seemed like he was very, a little almost too friendly towards Anne, where, like, you, like, need that harshness.
Yeah.
Towards her.
Yeah.
Because you, like, feel for Anne through that when you see that harshness, because you're just like, oh, girl, I feel for you.
Yeah, that's what gets your heartstrings going for her, because she just, because that's so sad.
I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but just what I've seen from the trailer.
Interesting. I'm going to watch the trailer after this. I've just been looking at the pictures and making comments on different Jane Austen Facebook groups, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see, ladies and gents.
I know. All right. So, little did he know.
Such a great opening to any statement.
I know. So are we good with entertainment news, or do you have anything else?
Let's go on. We're good.
Well, the only entertainment news I have is I saw Top Gun, and I'm like crying thinking about it.
She's obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
She's obsessed, and I'm jealous that she has watched my boyfriend, Miles Teller, in a movie that I have yet not seen.
So good. When he played.
Did you hear how Regency that sounded? That I have yet not seen. Oh, Mr. Bennett.
We should sneak on Miles before he gets dressed. What do you think he'll forget? For real, though, I would totally sneak into that. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't sneak into the pilot locker room because that would smell awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would also smell of, like, throat because my dad, he actually, like, was what? Well, so my dad was the doctor for these fighter pilots for 3 years.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
So he's been through all the training, and like he told me about all of it, and I was like, oh my God. Like,
so they just throw up in the locker room?
What a nightmare. Yeah, so he had to do like this, it's like where he had to be in like a cockpit thing, and they like spin you around and like take you on to like the G's or whatever, and he had to go up to 10 G's with it. Mm-hmm. And he said that like when he was done, he like felt so sick, and he just sat in the locker room and like held the trash can waiting to throw up. And then he had like all of these, like his veins, like literally like got like a bunch of like, I don't know what you call it, but like literally the back of his veins, he was so itchy from that.
Ew, weird.
I know. It's like so scary what they go through. And then he had to be in like a cockpit, and they had to like push him in the water in a pool, and he had to like, where you're immersed in it, and then he had to escape. And I was like, Dad, did you escape? And he's like, of course, I'm still here. And I'm like, oh, you suck. That's not what I meant. Like,
but, like, did you get out?
Like, yeah, because they have divers there to help you if you can't get out. But, yeah, he did all of that. And so the thing about it is he's had to go through the training with them because the pilots have to trust the doctor that's taking care of them because he can like take away their privilege to fly, so they can't like hide any. So it's better like for him to be like one of the guys. So yeah, he went through that training.
Interesting.
Crazy.
Well, that's really cool. Good for him.
Yeah. So anyway,
your dad is so thug.
I know. Oh my gosh. I love my dad. Harold is his name.
Harold.
I know.
Hey, that's perfect for today, isn't it?
I know it is perfect. Okay, so we need to talk about stress.
So back to it.
Back to it. Okay. Okay, so actually, Bethany, we've only been talking for like 11 minutes, and that's great. We're actually doing really well.
We talk really fast. Okay, let's keep going.
So Stranger Than Fiction, this came out, when did it come out? Let's look. Gosh, I should know. It should say...
Like 2016 is what I'm going to guess.
Girl. 2006, 10 years before
No. You reminded me of Amelia in Austin then.
No. I love her. 2006, I was 16, I remember, because, 16 at the time. And... when I was in high school, and
I was 17. That was a year before I graduated.
Yeah, crazy. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, and I watched it with my sister Lizzie, and she was an English major, and so she reads all the time. So she like adored this movie too. And this was actually one of Will Ferrell's like first. Like more serious roles, because this was in his prime, where he was in like Anchorman, like Zoolander, where he's like playing all of these like ridiculous roles, which like I know that there were a lot of people that were like, oh, I don't like Will Ferrell movies, but I think like there are some like roles that I like love him in, and this is one of them. Like, what was your thought seeing it for the first time? Like, what were you expecting? Like, what about with Will Ferrell and his acting? Like, anything that surprised you? Like, what were your thoughts?
Well, as far as Will Ferrell goes, you know, like, I do remember a lot of people talking about, like, well, he's so obnoxious. And then people being like, oh, no, he's, like, totally different in this one. And, like, it's really good, you know? And to me, it kind of was reminiscent of, you know, Jim Carrey, how he's in all these crazy, bizarro, over-the-top roles. And then you see him in, like, The Truman Show, where you're like, oh, this is like, real acting, you know?
Yeah.
This was The Truman Show to me, you know, for Will Ferrell.
Exactly, yeah.
And I loved, because I felt like there were two different things. Like, I loved how... Will Ferrell was you saw a new side of him acting, but I also loved Emma Thompson in it and how she was so like icky and kind of nitty gritty, you know?
Oh my gosh.
I loved that.
Amazing, right? And she's so, so good. Funny. She played like, this, if you guys haven't seen it, she plays this, like, very, like, deranged, messed up, famous author who, and she's famous for killing her main character. And she, so she hasn't written a book in 10 years during this movie. And so this is her first book that she's written. And it's actually about Harold Crick, the character that Will Ferrell plays. And Will Ferrell starts to hear her voice of her narrating in his head. And so he starts to, like, go crazy. And so that's kind of the premise of that. But she, it's so funny because Emma Thompson, like, she is trying to figure out how to kill him throughout, like, this whole movie. And so she, like, goes.
And he knows that she's going to kill him. Like, she keeps alluding to his death in this narration that he hears. And so he's like, what the heck? What do I do?
Yeah. So he goes to a therapist who suggests to him to go to somebody that knows about literature. So he goes to Dustin Hoffman, who is, like, a professor at a college, a professor of literature or something. And his Dustin Hoffman's character is, like, the best.
So funny.
He's always, like, drinking coffee, eating, or, like, and, you know, just such a quirky, like, hilarious.
He's, like, so unkempt, but, like, so genius in his own right, you know? And then because he, like, this is such a unique thing that he's, like, all in. He's like, oh, we're going to figure this out. And I've done this, like, the smartest way possible. And then anytime that there's, like, new information or a twist, he's like, well, that wasn't what I thought was going to happen, you know? Yeah. He's just so taken aback by it. And I love it.
Yeah.
They have such an amazing cast in this movie.
Yes, it's so great. It's so great. And, well, what I loved about, like, Will Ferrell's character is that he's so just, like, by the book and, like, unassuming and quiet and, like, sweet and just, like, he's super, I think, like, honestly, like, his character is probably a little autistic because he, like, because you see throughout the movie, you see him with, like, when he's going through different rooms, you can see, like, things coming, like, in his head of, like, calculations about, like, different things, like, how many tiles are on the floor and, like, all of that. So, anyway, Harold Crick, he's, like, an IRS agent. So that's kind of, that's how it starts. Yeah.
So I'm curious, you love this movie. So what are, like, the top things that you find charming about it or reasons that you have really liked it?
I just love the narrating, like, having, like, an author write something and then not realizing that the person already exists. Also, like, hearing a narration, like, in your, like, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. I've always loved that.
How interesting would that be, though? Because she narrates from her author's perspective. Mm-hmm. And so, like, anytime I imagine a narrator in my head, it's saying what I want it to say. But what if you started hearing somebody's narration to your life and you're like, wait a sec, that's not what I did. I didn't do it like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I just love I don't know, it's just fun because it is kind of like a book movie in a way because she's, you know.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, because she's writing that. And then
and like those details, sorry to interrupt, but those details that you said of like how when he walks in a room, he sees the calculations and you see it on screen of little thoughts he has in his mind. That's like the visual version of a book. Because, you know, when you're reading the book and it like will say what's happening and then you see the little inner dialogue and stuff. I feel like that was a way for them to kind of mesh the two, you know.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. Cool. On with what you were saying.
No, it's okay. But, and it, also I just love I love that Harold's character really like, since he knew he was going to die, which I mean, spoiler alert, he doesn't die, but it's a close call. sorry, I don't know.
Touch and go for a minute.
Yeah, I know. Like, really, like, doesn't want to take anything for granted. Like, he starts playing guitar. He, like his crush. So, his crush, he, like, actually, like, does something about it. You know, like, he, like, does all these things that I think are, you know, important for us continue to do, you know, like to mm-hmm. continue to, I don't know, do things that we want to do. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
You want to know something funny about him playing guitar in that movie?
What?
He is left-handed, but they wanted his character to be right-handed because he's so boring, essentially. You know, like, they kind of make him out to be, like, a very yeah. boring character. So they wanted him to be right-handed. So he had to learn how to play right-handed, which is why they kind of picked a song that had, like, two chords that were just super, super simple. And so when mm-hmm. the scene when he's playing a song and it's just, like, very, very simple and easy, it's because mm-hmm. he was playing the guitar backwards for him, essentially.
Oh, wow. That's funny. How did Isn't you know that? That?
Oh, I just looked up random things about the movie.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Mm-hmm. But I also want to talk about every book story, you know, has, like, a pixie dream girl, mm-hmm. which, like, a pixie dream girl is always, like, you know, somebody that she's, like, edgy. She usually has, like, short brown hair. She usually, like, has tattoos. She has, like, some unique job, like a journalist or a baker.
A baker.
A baker.
Bucho baker, candlestick maker.
She's, like, always, they're always super outspoken. They're always, anyway, and then the main character falls in love with them. So yeah. Maggie Gyllenhaal plays Anna Pascal, and it's so cute because Harold has to go and has to audit her. And so their relationship is already that, like, perfect dynamic in a story of, like, love-hate, you know?
Mm-hmm. Where, like, who loves their auditor?
I know. I know. But what I really thought was, like, adorable, and I actually, like, didn't understand this until a couple of, like, a year or so ago. Because I watch this movie, like, regularly because it's just, like, one of my feel-good movies that I pop in when I, you know, want to watch something. Or especially, uh-huh. like, if I start dating a guy and I'm like, want to watch a movie? Let's watch. This is one of my favorites. Like, this is one of them. Like,
this is a good one.
Yeah. Anyway, so he brings her flowers. And not, like, flowers as in, like, smell-good flowers. But, like, packages of, like, F-L-O-U-R. Because she's a baker, which is, like, adorable. And I just, but it's so funny because I used to not watch it with subtitles. Now I do. So mm-hmm. when I watched it when I was, like, younger, I thought that he had brought her, like, packages of, like, dirt with seeds in them.
How romantic.
I don't know why, but I don't know why, but then I'm like, oh, like, flowers, which is, like, uh-huh. the cutest thing ever if you're a baker. Like,
that is.
Like, so sweet.
It's punny and cute.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, did you like that moment? Because I love that moment.
I did. I thought that was really cute, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah. just, like, a quirky, like, cute. Cuteness.
Cute. So cute. Yeah. So, let's talk more about Emma, like, and what we loved, like, how she's just, like, such a great actress and can do no wrong.
She's so good in this movie, though.
Oh, my God. She's incredible. Like,
there's, like, her comedic timing is perfect.
Yeah.
She makes herself so unlikable, but also likable.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I know. Just down to the fact of, like, I love the scene where she's... So she's with Queen Latifah, who plays her secretary.
Who I also love in this movie.
I know. I love
her. I love Queen Latifah in every movie. I think she's so fabulous.
I know. She really is. She just walks into a room and you're like, oh my God.
Queen is the best name for her.
I know, right? Like, seriously, she's amazing.
This might be unpopular. I like her 10 times more than Beyonce.
Oh, really?
I do. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I won't take it back. Yeah. Hate on me all you want. Okay, go on.
Okay. And it just starts off with, like, well, okay, another thing I need to rewind a little bit that I love about it is that why it's such, like, a good, like, book movie is sometimes you're going to be in Emma Thompson's character's fantasy. And so sometimes, like, she'll be mm-hmm. like, you think that she's, like, flying off a building and she's not. So there's a scene
because mm-hmm. she's always imagining death.
Yeah.
She's always imagining death, which, like, brings you into this, like, twisted artist writer brain. It's so funny.
I know. And so there's a part where she's, like, driving. You think that she's driving a car in the rain. And then she gets in a wreck and goes off into the lake. And then, like, all of a sudden it flashes to her and Queen Latifah, like, sitting in the rain. Queen Latifah has an umbrella, and Emma Thompson is, like, getting drenched. And she has, like, a cigarette that's, like, underneath her fingers. Like, underneath her fingers. To, like, and it's, like, the cigarette is, like, wilting. And, oh, my gosh, it's so funny. And she's, like, smoking like this. And then Queen Latifah's like, what are we doing here? And she's, like, imagining car wrecks.
I love the part when Dustin Hoffman is like, well, she wasn't on my list and you never mentioned she's British. Like, this isn't okay. I know.
And then there's a part where, and then in that same scene of the rain, she like spits into her napkin.
Oh, yeah. How she puts out her cigarette is so gross.
But it's so funny.
Well, she does it throughout the movie. Like, she's always, whenever she's smoking, that's how she puts it out. Like, she has a tissue and then she like spits in it and puts her cigarette in that.
I know.
Ew.
I know. So gross. It's so disgusting.
I wonder who comes up with that, the director or her, if they're like, I was thinking, this could be a funny, like, little quirk, but yeah, gross.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh my gosh. So hilarious. But, yeah.
Ew.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, so highly recommend this movie. I watched this, like, it's one of my feel-good movies, like, you know, like Clueless, Stranger Than Fiction, also Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which I actually wanted to mention because that's another Jim Carrey one that's, like,
yeah,
shows a different side of him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and this one, it's a very comical movie, but it also has a lot of deeper meanings and, like you were saying, a lot of foreshadowing and, like, creative. Mm-hmm. Like, it is such a perfect depiction of a book in movie form.
It is.
I every time I watch it, I'm always impressed by that, where I'm just like, man, this is, like, so perfect how they came up with this, you know?
I know, yeah. Oh, because there is foreshadowing I want to talk about. There's, like, in the very beginning of the movie, you see a little boy that is significant to the end of the story. You see a bus driver or a lady who's looking for a job. She ends up being a bus driver. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one? Was there another one? Was it just those two characters?
Was it his watch or something?
I guess
I can't remember what else he said. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Those two were the only ones I could think of.
Yeah, but where you see them, like, several times throughout the movie, and ties it all in, and it's, like, so, you know,
Also, if you like Stranger Than Fiction, I think the next movie you should watch should be The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, because to me, they're pretty similar in the way that they are made and their stories and everything. Have you watched that movie?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, my gosh, Claudia, will you please watch it for me?
Okay, I will.
Okay. And then we'll report on it in next episode to see how you liked it.
So, yeah. Actually, like, Bethany and I were talking about earlier how, like, Emma Thompson's one of our favorites, and then Bethany was like, yes, and Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. So, I popped this in yesterday, and I was just, you know, waiting for the previews accidentally started playing. I usually don't watch the previews. But the previews started playing, and there's a preview for a Sandra Bullock movie that I hadn't seen. And it's about, like, her husband, and, like, her husband dies, and then, like,
Premonition?
Yeah. Is it good?
It is. It's trippy.
Really?
It's good, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it.
It's a little darker than a lot of her other movies, and it's kind of trippy, but it's really good.
Yeah. Is it scary?
No. It's just basically, like, her week, her timeline gets messed up. So she's experiencing days out of order.
Okay.
So it's confusing because of that, where you're like, what is happening? And then, like, how do you clear it up? Like, it's kind of weird. I didn't love it the first time I watched it. The second time I watched it, because I kind of knew what was happening and so I could catch on to things more, I really liked it then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And her husband in it is, what's his bucket, Cole from Charmed.
Oh.
The demon, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's so hot, but he's a demon. We got monsters. Anyway. Yeah, it's a good one. You should watch that too.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, okay, we have about 5 minutes left before Zoom kicks us off. So, last minute thoughts on this movie. And then also, like, what are you watching right now? Like, what, you know, give me everything.
I find this movie so charming and mm-hmm. interesting. Like, mm-hmm. it does make you think, and it has a lot of things that are woven into the story, a lot of characters and stuff like that. So it's mm-hmm. fun to watch because you kind of see it. Like, it's a little Where's Waldo of, like, oh, that person was at the beginning. Oh, they're there now. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's just delightful like that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I agree. This is a really, really good one.
Yeah.
And what am I watching currently? So I was like a week behind on the Stranger Things, you know, rollout. Everyone was watching it. And then I was like, do not tell me anything. So I finally watched it all. Fourth season is grand. Mm-hmm. And because they set it up. So they have the fourth season, which is 6 episodes. And then in July, we're getting the final 2 episodes to close out the whole show. So they obviously left it on a cliffhanger where you figure out a lot of important things, but then you're like, well, what are they going to do? So that made me feel like I have to go back and rewatch the whole thing so that I could see everything that's going on. So I'm currently rewatching it, mm-hmm. and I am that person that is taking notes as I rewatch it so I can make sure everything lines up with their explanations.
Like my mother.
I know. Just call me Mrs. Fane. Just kidding. That's weird. Okay, your turn. You tell me your thoughts on the movie and then your current watches or reads.
Yeah, I love this. Obviously, like, it's honest. This and Elf are, like, what made me fall in love with Will Ferrell. And, like,
I can see why.
And want to date him. Totally. Obviously not right now. I want to date him in, like, those forms, like, that era. So, and then, anyway, but I love this movie. It's just so much fun to watch, like, watching Emma's, you know, her amazing acting skills. And, like, I just learned so much from her just watching her. Mm-hmm. And then also, I love Maggie Gyllenhaal and Will Ferrell's relationship. I just think it's really cute. Like,
it is cute. It's kind of weird, but it's cute.
I know. I love it.
I love weirdos.
I know, but because I think that they honestly, like, are good for each other. Like, their character-wise, obviously, like, you know, not their actual people, but Anna Paschal and Harold Crick, like, are really good for each other because, like, she can loosen them up, and then he is like, no, we have to, like, get this done or you're going to get, like, you know, kicked out or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Anyway, and then what I'm watching, I finished Candy.
Did you like it?
I thought they did, like, a really good job. I'm a little, like, annoyed because I can't find hardly anything on the actual case, like, research-wise. Mm, like,
interesting.
To watch, you know, because I like to, okay. I like, want to, I wish I could see, I guess because it wasn't even that long ago. Like, the 80s weren't that long ago. But yeah. I want to, like, see an interview, like, you know what I mean, of her.
Yeah.
Like, of Candy. Yeah, totally. And, like, I don't know. It's just interesting. It's a tragic story, like, mainly because, like, we don't know, like, if what Candy is saying is true about what actually happened.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, because, like...
I know nothing about
other,
it.
Well, because she, like, basically, like, she killed her with an axe.
Yeah.
She was saying it was in self-defense, which, like, is partially believable. But, like, you, mm-hmm. you'll never know, like, because there wasn't a camera in the house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way to know. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, okay. I know. You guys watch it and tell us what you think.
And I actually, today, I started, like, the first episode of The Truth About Pam. Or The Thing About Pam, I guess, with
Tommy and Pam.
No, The Thing About Pam, like, with Renee Zellweger about that murder with, like...
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, where she... With Pam, I think it's, like, Hutt or something. I don't know. Anyway, and, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because of my mood. Like, I'm in, like, a weird, like, not being able to concentrate mood, but...
Yeah.
But we have 1 minute.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. So, we have 1 minute.
Okay. Gotta speed it up.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, follow us on all things. Subscribe to our Patreon. Tea with Claudia and B, and we will be in touch. We're going to get more active on Instagram, you guys. That's our summer goal.
Yeah, we're going to do it. But until then, you can get extra content on Patreon. So we'll see you there.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Bye.